Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Well, Eleanor, no matter what the groundhog does today, there's still some winter weather ahead.
Right. And that means a lot of folks may be catching colds.
Yes, indeed. So be prepared, ladies. Get that extra package of Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore today. And remember the ABCs of cold relief.
A stands for Alka-Seltzer. So start taking it at the first sign of a cold. Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache and feverish feeling, the general aches and pains of a cold.
B means be wise. Eat sensibly and take good care of yourself.
And C, remember, stands for comfort. To comfort a raspy, irritated throat, dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water and use it as a pleasant, soothing gargle.
You'll find it really helps when you have a cold.
That's Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
This argument here at 79 Wistful Vista has been going on since yesterday. It's about a cat. A cat that evidently gets around town quite a bit because Mr. McGee says...
I keep telling you guys he lives here. My gosh, Doc, the old-timer, why can't you guys be honest and reasonable?
Honest about my cat?
Reasonable about my cat?
It ain't your cat. Look at him curled up there on the sofa, happy as a pig in a puddle. Anybody can see that by rights, Gregory belongs to me and Molly.
How can the cat be yours when you don't even know his right name, Johnny? His name's Beauregard. The day I picked him up in the alley...
I picked him up in an alley myself during a rainstorm 1 month ago, and I named him Homer. Look at this. The cat knows his own name, even if you rum-dums don't. Here, Homer. Come on, Homer. There. He knows his name is Homer.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Here, Gregory. Come to Daddy, Gregory. Yeah. How do you like that, you big lard head? Gregory knows his name ain't Homer.
Oh, you fellas are getting him all mixed up. Pay no attention to him, Beauregard. What's your name, boy? Beauregard.
Well, what did you 3 boys prove with that demonstration? That you don't have to be a bull to be bullheaded?
Oh, hi, Molly. Hi,
there.
Did you 3 actually sit here arguing about that cat all night, or did you go home and come back early this morning?
I told Johnny last night, daughter, I ain't leaving here without my cat. What time's breakfast served here?
Go out and buy your breakfast.
You know, just between the 4 of us, this whole thing is beginning to look ridiculous to me. 3 grown men...
Well, frankly, Molly, I feel a little degraded by the whole silly argument myself.
Then go home, Doc.
But I just don't like to be shoved around. I happen to come from a long line of pioneers.
Pioneers? Ha! You got a pine head to go with them, too, you big knothead.
My great-grandfather homesteaded his land and fought off rustlers, cattle thieves, and all kinds of crooks.
Hooray for him.
He didn't let anybody take his property away from him, and by George, nobody's going to take my property either, and that cat is mine.
Ha!
Look, fellas, I'm an old man.
That's for sure.
I live alone, and sometimes I get lonesome. Little old Beauregard here, he sort of fills a gap in a lonely man's life.
Oh, sure.
When I wake up in the morning, he's sitting there on the foot of the bed, smiling at me.
He wasn't sitting there last Monday. He was here, at his own happy little home.
He wasn't here the week before that. He was at my house, where he lived.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Come on, Gregory, I'll fix you some breakfast. These 3 debaters can sit here and...
Now, who the heck can that be at this time of the morning? Come in.
Oh, it's our neighbor. Hello, Lester.
Good morning, Ms. McGee. Mr. McGee. Hi, gentlemen.
Oh, hi.
Hello there, son.
I hate to barge in like this before breakfast, Ms. McGee, but Sally and me, well, we heard all this arguing and carrying on over here last night, and
it's all about a cat, Lester.
A cat? Must be solid gold with maybe diamond eyes from all the noise I heard.
It's just a plain cat, but we all love him. The thing is, he seems to divide his time between the doctor, the old-timer, and us. And the big question is, who owns him?
It's very simple, Les. Gregory is our cat, and these guys keep...
You just hush up a minute. You hear me? Just hush.
She said shut up, Johnny.
Oh, for the love of...
Well, three of them claim ownership, do they? See, now, that's a very interesting situation, isn't it?
Not to me it isn't, Lester. I'm getting sick of it.
Well, sir, you know, when I was a kid, I remember my dad got into an argument like this with a next-door neighbor.
Over a cat?
No, it was over a Dominecker hen, doctor. She's a very smart little hen, I remember. Knew a lot of tricks, like how to lay an egg with two yolks and how to get all the corn kernels out of a new garden without disturbing the dirt.
Sounds very talented.
My dad and the neighbor, each one claimed that the Dominecker hen was his. And, well, sir, I tell you, it looked like bloodshed.
Well.
But my mother, she finally come up with a solution for the argument. Both sides were completely satisfied with her decision.
She must have used a lot of diplomacy and tact.
No, she used a roasting pan and a pinch of sage. Both sides agreed they never enjoyed that hen so much. Well, I better get on home now and tell Sally what's going on. If you gentlemen ever get to arguing over a hen, let me know and I'll call my mother.
Well, thanks, Les. You've been a big help.
I'm coming, Gregory. I'll go fix Gregory and myself some breakfast. When you three finally settle this argument, you can join us, and not before. I'll not have my breakfast ruined listening to a...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you cannot always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too. And they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Smell that bacon cooking out there.
I'm starving.
Me too, Johnny. You reckon daughter would just give me a spoonful of coffee to build up my strength so I can argue?
Certainly she'll give you some coffee. I can get you some bacon and eggs for you guys, too. Buttered toast and jam.
Oh, stop.
All you got to do is just sign this little document that I'll write out here that says you hereby cease and desist from claiming that Gregory, the cat that belongs to me, belongs to you.
Never. Of all the dirty, rotten pressure tactics.
It's un-American, that's what it is. Sure smells good.
Getting us over here to torture us into signing a false document. Oh, that bacon odor. If this isn't the most inhuman form of torture you ever...
Well, Dad, rat it, I'm as hungry as you guys. Shut up, Gregory. You've had your breakfast. Now look at here, you two.
McGee, look who dropped in.
Huh?
Hi, mister. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Oh, hi, Teeny. Hi.
Hello, little girl.
What you doing, everybody? Oh, look. What a pretty kitty. Who's Izzy?
That's a good question, Teeny.
Yeah.
Gee, whosoever he is, could I have him, Could I? I always wanted a pretty kitty with a funny-looking face like that and crooked ears. Could I have him? Could I? Whosoever?
No.
Say, now, this could be a very interesting solution, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, that ain't a bad idea.
You know that? All right. Will all the stockholders in Alley Cat Incorporated please come to order? I move we dissolve our merger and donate freely and generously all shares of stock to Little Teeny.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried unanimously. Meeting adjourned.
Here you are, Teeny. All yours.
It's your cat, Teeny.
Yeah, take care, Teeny.
Oh, boy, thanks. Gee, I'll take him right home and fix him a nice soft bed and get him something to eat. Hey, Willie. Willie, look what I got. A genuine alley cat. He's all mine.
Ooh, boy. Well, I'm sure glad that's settled.
So am I. Made the little girl very happy.
Yep. Now let's keep the old man from starving.
Yeah. That's
well,
a
come on now. I'll fix your breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for.
More coffee, Doctor?
Just a touch, please.
You can splash me a bucketful, daughter. Sure good coffee.
I'm stuffed. You know, I wish Teen had come by here yesterday and took that cat.
So do I. Honestly, Gregory just about ran McGee's life around here.
Yeah, he did when he was here.
He had McGee waiting on him, throwing a ball and running to pick it up for him, feeding him liver.
Oh, I know what you mean. I don't know how many times I'd finally get to bed about 3 a.m. after a tough session at the hospital, and Homer, as I called him, would start yowling for me to come downstairs and let him in.
He sure give me a bad time, fellas.
Yeah?
That blamed cat would wake me up in the morning by walking across my face, and then he'd sit there with my tore-up carpet slipper in his mouth and sneer at me. Beauregard, I used to say.
Miss McGee, here he is. Here he is back, everybody. Here's your nasty old cat.
What?
Oh, no.
I took him home and he scratched me, and then he scared my dog Margaret, and Margaret ran under the house. And then he tore my mama's stockings, and here's your dirty old cat. Who wants him? Goodbye, you bad cat.
Yeah, but Teeny, wait.
Well, it was a fine breakfast, daughter. I gotta run along now and get to work, and doctor, I hereby give you my full interest in the cat. Go to the doctor, Homer.
Oh, no, I got some patients to see. Gregory, you stay here with McGee. Stay here, Gregory.
Oh, no, you don't. You wait, old-timer. You take Beauregard with you. Go with the old-timer, Beauregard.
He's yours, kid.
You take him.
Wait a minute. I don't want him.
He's not mine. Get him out of here. I don't want him.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
When you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle? Football game? Speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. Just listen. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into the liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it, and so is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Who was on the phone?
Wally Wimple. Says a stray cat just walked in there and the old-timer told him it's ours.
Oh, dear. Gregory.
Yep. Seems his wife is scared to death of cats, and when Gregory yowled at her, she ran in the bathroom and locked the door.
Oh, here we go again. Wants you to come pick it up, does he?
Nope. Want to know if he can keep him. I gave him our blessing.
Oh, happy day.
You said it. So long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, and Les Nelson by Robert Easton. The Cap was feelingly played by Jack Crucian. This is John Wald hoping you've enjoyed our comic opera and that you'll be with us again the first chance you get. Until then, goodbye.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.